This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Investors with $10 trillion under management sent an open letter to the oil industry calling for more action on climate. The share of America defined as white and non-Hispanic continues to shrink. The U.S. is expected to reach minority-majority status in the early 2040s. The International Criminal Court is investigating 11 situations, the bulk of them in sub-Saharan Africa involving allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Almost 200 reporters in Italy live under police protection, making it unique among industrialized Western countries, according to advocates. Over half of 115 cardinals who would take part in electing a new pope in the Catholic Church are from outside of Europe. Studies show that children who experience trauma are more likely later in life to suffer from asthma, depression, unemployment, and to use drugs. Airline analysts say that about 22,000 pilots, about two in every five, at the five largest domestic carriers would reach the mandatory retirement age 65 by 2026. Austerity programs in Britain have meant that local governments have lost 20% of revenue since 2010. Spending on police has dropped 17%. The courts have cut one-third of their staff. Road maintenance has dropped by 25% and support for libraries by one-third. In an Associated Press poll, 57% of respondents think President Trump is a racist. Quality of life laws serve as a potent instrument of racial segregation. They provide commercial establishments, law enforcement officers, and everyday citizens a means of policing racial boundaries while claiming to simply be upholding the law. The recent Starbucks case in Philadelphia is an example, as is the way access was denied selectively to beaches in Connecticut for years. With Delta and Northwest merging, the Memphis International Airport lost two-thirds of its passengers. Congress has voted to expand private care contracts for VA service. HUD has withdrawn a fair housing computer assessment tool that allowed easier evaluation of local and state governments and whether they were properly addressing segregated housing patterns, which are a condition for receiving federal funds. Backstepping on recent reforms, Saudi Arabia has arrested at least five civil rights activists involved in promoting women driving in that country. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.